This is Passport to Texas. It's illegal to commercially fish red drum or redfish in Texas. In the 1970s, during routine monitoring of bays, biologists discovered a serious decline in the number of species caught by commercial fishermen.
So we started looking into it very carefully and started implementing bag and size limits on these animals.
Paul Hammerschmidt with Coastal Fisheries says the new restrictions were just the beginning of a lengthy, involved process to help increase populations of the species.
The legislature actually required us to establish quotas on commercial fishing, and we were allowed to modify those quotas depending on the amount of fish that were being caught on a bay-by-bay basis.
Most commercial anglers cooperated with Parks and Wildlife by reporting the redfish caught in their nets.
Anecdotally, we had heard that red drum being landed and sold to fish wholesalers were actually reported as another species. What that did is that showed fewer and fewer redfish were being caught in a particular bay, and that impacted the formula that we used to establish the quotas. So the fewer and fewer fish that they got, the next year, the fewer and fewer fish they were allowed to catch.
This marked the beginning of what would become known as the Redfish Wars. We'll have more tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.